West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, as always. Here we are again, another Saturday, man. October's flying by, brother.
Already almost to the midway point.
Isn't that crazy, man? We're going to be at Christmas in no time, huh?
I'm already hearing those jingling bells in the background.
Are you going to start singing a Christmas
carol? No, absolutely not. My wife is already, she started playing Christmas music a month ago.
Well, you haven't even taken down your Halloween
stuff
yet.
By the way, Nightmare Before Christmas is a Halloween movie, not a Christmas movie. So stop putting up Christmas decorations.
What is, huh?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Is a Halloween movie?
Yes, it's not a Christmas movie. I don't care what people say, but Santa Claus is in it.
But it's supposed to be about Halloween and the Nightmare Before Christmas, right?
Exactly.
Because Halloween does come before Christmas every year.
Yeah.
We know this for a fact, right?
There you go. Debate with me. Get at me. Call me up. 1-800-I-DON'T-CARE.
1-800-I-DON'T-CARE. Is that the number to get through? Actually, the number here is 1-888-344-1170. But you can always email Brendan. And if you want to be mean to him, that's fine, too. You can do it that way. So it's all
great. Thank you. Thank
you, Brian. Email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. It's done fun stuff for sure. Always good stuff going on here, man, as far as that goes. I'll tell you what, in the automotive world, so many cool things happen, as far as that goes. And we've been talking these weeks about all kinds of things, EVs. The people were jumping out and buying EVs like crazy, right? To say, when did the $7,500 thing end? Was that the end of September?
Yeah, September 30th was the last day.
I thought so, yeah. So that's over now. But there was a push the last quarter, as far as that goes, the third quarter, to some people were buying vehicles, as far as that goes. I did see something new on Subaru. Subaru Legacy, which was built to compete directly in the U.S. market, they're getting rid of the Legacy. It's gone. Oh. They're leaving it behind after 36 years of production.
Wow.
So,
wow. I was surprised.
Have you ever owned a Subaru?
Yeah, my sister and my aunt do.
Do they?
Yeah, they
wear Crocs.
Subarus. My sister does, yes. I never.
I actually give my girlfriend a hard time all the time. She drives a Subaru too.
Okay.
She likes it. It's a little white, sporty one.
The one thing me and Dave agree with, Dave Stahl, by the way, I'm referencing to, is that they have a dedicated customer base, like no other. Like,
oh yeah, Subarus. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Once you buy a Subaru, you're gonna stick with that, because my aunt had a crossover, if I remember right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she's stuck with that. She's used that since I was born, so 1997. Then she gave it to my sister. And sure enough, what was my aunt's next vehicle? Outback. And what was her next vehicle after that? Another Outback.
Oh, really?
Yep. Same thing.
She really likes it.
Yeah. So my sister got that one, and then she sold that vehicle, and now she's also got an Outback. So, and guess what her new vehicle she's going to get again?
Outback.
Exactly.
So again, I could have guessed that one. I made a bet on it.
Exactly. So again, it just shows the debt. And that's just a small, I'm using my family as an example on this, but that's just the small increment of how dedicated this fan base is for Subarus. They are really good, nice vehicles. Very safe. Very much so.
They are.
On the safe side.
They are.
So again, it does surprise me that they got rid of that model, for sure, for having such a dedicated fan base. But they have plenty of other models that are just as popular, if not even more popular, that they could handle one model being taken away in their name. So,
you know, I saw a cool, some, if you're into these G-Wagons, I'm not a big G-Wagon fan, but Mercedes-Benz is coming out with a G-Wagon Cabrio.
Really?
So it is a big convertible. Yeah.
Ah.
G-Wagon convertible makes perfect sense, it says. Buying a vehicle as unique as a Mercedes G-Class SUV is rarely a rational decision. For the price, it's not a rational decision. I can tell you that right now. The last topless G-Wagon was produced about 13 years ago. Topless G-Wagon. One without a top. Do you like cruising around without your top on?
Depends on where I'm living, what place I'm at, and yeah. That's I rarely get to ride around with top down. So.
You're going to get to see these because the four-door G-Class Cabrio will be sold in U.S. perhaps as early as next year. They wouldn't say if there'll be an AMG or a Maybach version, but given that it's being developed by Schwebe's team and head of AMG class, Maybach, we wouldn't
is it
rule
Maybach?
Those out. Maybach, however you say it.
I think it's Maybach.
Maybach.
Because I'm remembering.
I think it's Maybach because it's B-A-C-H, Maybach. Because
I thought there's plenty of rap songs that talk about G-Wagons, and they talk about Maybachs.
And you think that they pronounce everything properly in their songs. Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, to be fair, this rapper, I remember this is the song I'm thinking of. This is the same rapper that said, you can look me up, Expedia. And I'm like, that's the traveling site. You mean Wikipedia. Actually, but it's okay.
He said Expedia in it? Yeah, well, there you go. It is what it is, for sure. Expensive cars. But there's a group that, let me see if I remember the name of them, that they do add-ons to these. I was not this year, but last year I'd been in Monaco for the yacht show.
Mm-hmm.
We'd gone over. And they put on these packages. What is the name of that group? And on these a G-Wagon is $900,000 with these packages on. $850,000 with these packages on them. They do it to Porsches too. You should see the package. It's interior plus all bolt-on additives and different things. It's crazy. They looked cool. They look cool. But I saw one in the grocery store parking lot the other day, and I thought, There's an $850,000 car right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a ton of money, my friend. It's a ton of money. So, yep, I forget the name of them now. I'll think of it here real quick and let you know as far as that goes. Because I was trying to think. What the name of it is, but those cars were amazingly super Brabus. That's the name of it. Brabus packages.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of it?
No, that one I've never
heard. So they do packages on boats too.
Okay.
So as far as that the super
high-end. Can you spell it for me?
Sure. It's spelled Brabus. Brabus.
B-U-S. Okay. Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Axpar Boats, they do Brabus, but Brabus has an automotive company too.
Yes.
As you can see there, if you look it up. So,
it looks like a car where I can only get a bark at the end of my chain because I can't afford it with my wallet.
Bark at the end of my chain.
I want it, give it to
me. So in essence, think of it this way. You buy a Mercedes, then you can take it to Brabus to have it transformed to a significantly more powerful, luxurious vehicle. Yeah, because they do, but like the Brabus 800 based on a Mercedes AMG G63. It will not tell you exactly what the cost is here, but as far as that goes, yeah, expensive. Like I said, the one was a G63 Brabus G-Wagon that I saw over there, it's tuned and all that, plus the interior package and everything. Yeah, I think it was $800,000 or something like crazy like that. I'd like to say who spends $800,000 on a car, but what I can tell you is that I guess if you have money like that, then you might as well spend it, right?
True.
But Brabus does all kinds of they do Porsches and other cars that you can take to them as far as that goes. Because there's like the Brabus Rocket GTC, the Brabus Rocket GTS.
Little GTO.
The Brabus 1000 all gray Mercedes AMG S63. So they do cars too. The Brabus 900 Rocket R, one of 25 Porsche 911 Turbo S Coupe. But the best one is the Brabus XLP 900 6x6 Super Black, which is a Mercedes AMG G63 W463A, which is the sixth wheeled 63 as far as that goes. If you go to Brabus and look at these pictures, man, they're super cool cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, without question. But so wonder what that thing, I think I forgot what that thing cost. I mean, probably doesn't even say.
Well, I can look at used Brabuses so far, but they're again, like I said,
so
I could just only look at the end of my wallet.
Yeah,
and
this Super Black is 900 horsepower.
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't think it would be even. Well, again, if you're paying that much money for it, I mean, you better expect some top quality everything basically at that point. So,
yeah, same thing with the Porsche, the 900 Rocket R. That's why it's a 900 Rocket R. It's 900 horsepower.
900 horsepower.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff, though, huh?
I see the correlation.
You see the correlation. there's a Brabus 850. That's a Maybach. You don't like the way I say it.
Maybach. I think. I really think it's pronounced Maybach.
Maybach. It might be Maybach. Sure. Maybach. Maybach.
I know one person who's going to be emailing us for sure.
Who's
to
that?
Let us know. Oh, you know which person I'm talking about, Steve.
Oh, yeah, he's probably looking it up now for us.
Yeah, he'll put the YouTube link to say, this is how you pronounce it, Maybach.
Maybach. Actually, I think it's Maybach. B-A-C-H, because it's German.
Do you want me to just...
I'm going to go on YouTube, but I'm pretty sure it's... I mean, we're talking about cars, might as well. So... yeah, and so funny we're talking about cost because one of the things we're talking about is price versus cost when getting your vehicle repaired, which is kind of the topic for today. And, you know, find a quality facility to do it first. But do you know the difference in auto repair and price versus cost real quick? While you're looking up that, I'll try to run down this real fast. Price is what you're quoted when you call in to have a starter motor replaced on your car. Cost is what happens when that starter motor fails because you went someplace and they put a cheap starter motor on and you got to have your car towed again and repaired again and all that. That's the cost. You got to add all that tow truck and all that in. So somebody might have quoted you $500 to do the job, but when you're done, it's $1,000 in that way. So you'd been better off to spend the $725 and get it done at a quality facility with a quality part, right? You're not even listening to me anymore. You're over there, you're doing stuff. Did you figure out how to pronounce it?
That's what I'm looking up right now. Sorry about that. I'm still working on the pronunciation.
Because
one person doesn't even pronounce it in the correct way at all for sure. He said Maybach or something like that.
Maybach.
And I'm like, that's not even close. So I'm going to try to find another video that is actually
correct. It is May.
Yeah.
Like the
We're on the same page on that.
Bach. Because it's German. The B-A-C-H is Bach.
And I think it's pronounced Maybach for some reason. But
and you
I'm
can't
look
find it?
I'm still looking for it.
There's no E in it, so why would it be Beck?
I'm assuming there's some kind of... And again, I could be wrong because hip-hop music has always been wrong in certain areas. So I can't trust the rapper who said that line to also say
okay.
Expedia on Wikipedia.
But while we're on this and we're talking about Brabus and all that, if you want a Brabus and want to order a Brabus, you can actually do it here in San Diego. There's a gentleman I know, actually Jeff Brown Yachts here in San Diego. He sells Brabus packages for boats because he is the main dealer when it comes to the... Shoot, what are these boats called? Well, they have the Riva, they have the Axpars, as far as that goes. They can put Brabus packages, I believe. They put on the Axpars and the Rivas.
Are you ready for this, by the way?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go.
So it is not Maybach either, but rather Maybach. Maybach brand.
Maybach.
Maybach.
Maybach. No, it's Maybach.
I am just, that doesn't
not,
sound
so
right.
So it's not Maybach, like you said, that's for sure.
Maybach, back.
It's Maybach. Yeah. Maybach. Maybach.
I will never
okay,
say
we got
that.
It now.
Anyways.
Do you think that's right, or is that AI lying to us? I never know. I never know these days,
it's
man.
It's true. It's very true.
So, well, regardless, if you want to buy a very expensive car, you can buy a, how was that pronounced? Maybach. Maybach. Whatever. I can't do it. I don't care.
Why was he whispering it too?
I don't know. It's like weird. Like he's talking to some female and trying to get her excited or something. He's selling her a car. Would you like to ride in my Maybach? Actually, it sounds like somebody going to spit a loogie.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on from that. But anyway, super beautiful cars, though. That's the point that we were getting at there as far as that goes. Very expensive. But you can buy them here in San Diego. You know, well, really what you do is you order them is what you do. So, but beautiful cars. Some of them, there's only like 25 of them in the whole world. So if you want one, feel free to get one. As far as that
just goes. Good luck on the investment, that's all.
Yep, 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 yep. Make sure you don't leave it somewhere where it gets stolen or wrecked. So, as far as that does. Yeah, so anyway, car market's been kind of interesting this year as far as that goes.
For sure.
All right, folks, we're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio.
Also, welcome back to how to pronounce
car names.
Car brand names. 101.
101. I'm not sure if the thing you found there was honestly true.
I could find one more if you want, because again, that I had two different ones. The other one I told you about said Maybach.
Oh, is that why you had your headphones off? You were listening to them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybach.
Yeah, so that doesn't sound right either. I can find one more for you, but after that, I'm just tapping out and saying that. You listen, you know what?
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. We're not going to be...
You know what, Brendan? You say it any way you feel like it sounds good.
Thank you. Maybach music.
We may not know what you're talking about, but it's okay.
All right, I'm going to try it.
Maybach.
I'm going to try one more here for you. This is only 5-second clip. So.
What amazes me is somebody took the time to record how to say this. That's really amazing.
Here we go. 5-second clip.
Go.
Maybach.
See, that's how you pronounced it.
Maybach. I think that's correct, actually.
I think so, too. I think the other two videos are completely wrong.
Yeah, I think so,
and I will also say that the rapper was wrong, which is, again, not a surprise.
Who was the rapper?
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross is his name?
Yeah, Rick Ross.
Is he still a rapper?
Yeah.
Is he any good?
He's Rick Ross the Boss. No, he's not good.
No, he's not good.
he got better over time, but no, I can't defend him totally. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
There's a rapper guy that I see all over Facebook and YouTube right now that's here in California that writes rap songs about your wonderful governor.
Oh.
Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He's all tattooed all over his face and stuff.
I'd rather not have him be my wonderful governor.
I'm talking about your wonderful governor doesn't have tattoos on his face.
No, this rapper does. He's not my wonderful governor either. But nevertheless, this rapper. There is a conservative rapper that I know of. I'm not a huge fan of him personally. His name is Tom.
He's not the guy that Newsom's in a fight with, though, is it?
No,
this guy's been all over Instagram. He wrote songs about Newsom. He's written songs about your friend Newsom. So,
but he's not my friend. Stop it. Yeah. He's not my governor.
You go to dinner with him all the time.
Tom McDonald is the guy.
That's who you're thinking of?
I can't stand him.
I'm not a big rapper guy.
Hey, so. Very quickly before you get into your ad reads, one car show.
Let's
to
do it.
Talk about.
Yeah.
In El Cajon. This is at the El Cajon Elks Lodge, 1812. That's on 1400 East Washington Avenue. They are having a car show there. All proceeds will benefit the Elks National Foundation. They also have a $5 pancake breakfast from 9 a.m. to 10:30, and they'll also provide lunch too. Any additional lunches will cost $10. But just keep in mind, they have root beer floats there for $3.50. The pancakes, the lunches, these are really high quality stuff. They really do.
They do good food.
They
huh?
go beyond you know what you would think for that low of a cost of money. I'm telling you, you get a lot of great stuff with it. The car show is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A really good cause. There's only 130 spots available, so register early. Otherwise, the day of show entry for registration is $40. So go ahead and help out where you can. And again, very good cause. Go check them out.
There you go. Hey, that's a good, they're all really good causes though, huh? Yep, nothing wrong with that for sure.
All right, I got to go be right back, everybody. So.
No problem. Thanks for joining in as always. So good stuff. Brent is always over there flipping the dials, turning the switches, and doing all the great things as far as that goes. Yep. As we run things down and talk about everything automotive related, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for over 32 years now, quite a bit. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County now for well over 12 years. And of course, West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission at 8027 Balboa Avenue. Taking care of folks over there as far as that goes for, wow, man, over 8 years now. Time just flies when you're having fun. And of course, that's right there in Central San Diego. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, right? The Golden Triangle over here, 5076 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years. And of course, our newest, but not that new anymore, heading up on 3 years almost, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks over there for, like I said, coming up on almost 3 years. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason, and that is we truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Super important to us. Stop in and have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is about for sure. In the West Automotive Group, all of my managers or riders can help you out with. We are proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. It's West Automotive Group card, and you can pretty much use it any time that you want to as far as that goes. Use it over and over again, whatever you need. But it gives you 6 months with no interest, which is super, super important. Especially in these days with financial burdens and everything. You can also get in and get to your vehicle. Take advantage of our master certified technicians when it comes to diagnosis of your vehicle for any concerns, whether it be drivability, transmission related, cooling system, AC, electronics, backups, cameras, anything on your vehicle. If you're having a problem with it, diagnosis is the best money spent on any repair. Because with a qualified technician at a quality facility, there's really no other way to go as far as that goes. Make sure that you're not wasting your money by having parts thrown at your car, which is super important. It's what we always talk about. We offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home for you also, and also low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations with our partners nearby. Good stuff. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, which is better known as X now, or Instagram. Once again, that's by going to westautomotivegroup.com. We put all kinds of tips and tweets and things out regularly. So jump on West Automotive Group, give us a follow. We'd appreciate it. You can also click on the Automan segments, where I'm the Automan for the CWM Fox 5. I've been doing that for quite a while, a really long time. Well, I did it for 14 years with the CW. Well, it was actually Fox 6 back then the CW. Now it's Fox 5. So I do Fox 5 now and still with the CW, but started that a long time ago. I used to do it live on Saturdays. Now we do segments every week, usually talk about something automotive related they want to and they use it. Just good stuff. Been doing it for a long time. Love doing it for that. Love putting out little the little segments with good tips and things and let people know what's going on with their vehicles. Super important. So you can find those once again on westautomotivegroup.com, Auto Man segments, or you can go to click on Auto Talk Radio and go, and we post all the shows there after they're done too. So all good stuff as far as that goes. Just check it out. Check it out. Really good as far as that goes. You get all the podcasts from there. You can also pick up the podcast on the go at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and TuneIn as far as that goes. So good stuff. Get out there and get them picked up. You can pick them up from there and listen on the go to all your Auto Talk Radio fun for sure. So good stuff as far as that goes. Yeah, so we're kind of talking about quality and price and parts. See a lot of different things on cars that come in. And let me tell you, just like, you know, it's funny, we were talking a little bit ago about AI and stuff like that. There sure is a lot of things out there, yop on the internet, that aren't actually, you know, they're AI created or not real. Okay, we were talking about that with certain things. But same thing happens with the quality of auto parts, though. You know, there is so many things out there to know what you're getting and when you're getting it to make sure the vehicle's fixed right the first time as far as that goes. Yeah, it's one of those good thing. There's as far as that goes. You just want to make sure that the quality that you need is quality that you're getting as far when it comes to parts and the person installing it. So we see a lot of different repairs as far as that goes when it comes to the West Automotive Group and different things that have gone wrong, etc. We just had, I was talking to one of my lead techs, and he was working on a Toyota RAV4, and it had been to a repair facility previously. It had cam correlation errors. They replaced the control solenoid for it, didn't fix the problem. And I actually have the cam actuator. It'd come in for us then to diagnose because it didn't get fixed where it was at. And they put they replaced the, like I said, the oil control solenoid for the cam timing, valve timing. And what he ended up finding is he's turning it over, looked at it, there's a hole in one of the actuators, which is basically bolted on the front of the camshaft. It has an oil-fed actuator, and then the timing chain goes across the top of it. Somehow it broke internally and put a hole in itself. So that explained why the cam correlation was off, and it kept setting the check engine light, and it ran like crap. So once finding that, getting that straightened out, those are the kind of things we find all the time. Vehicles, technology now is kind of off the chart, and you really need to know what you're doing and what you're looking for. So as far as that goes, there are so many things that can happen to a vehicle, and we see them all the time as far as that goes. We do a lot of repairs like that. We get a lot of folks bringing vehicles in sometimes that had never been to us before but have been someplace else, and that's how they start with the West Automotive Group. Usually once we fix their vehicle, they just keep coming because got it fixed right the first time for them. Is that fixing a lot of vehicles these days with software too, which is in making sure that things and not throwing parts at a car. We just had a Dodge truck in. Client, she's been a client for a while, but she had an issue with when it was a one-ton Dodge diesel, and when she'd tow her horse trailer, it felt like the transmission was acting up. Well, what we found out was the way it was shifting, it was a software issue. So as far as that goes, she brought it in with the trailer, spent some time driving it, verifying, ended up doing a full reprogram on it, an updated software calibration as far as that goes, and drove like a champ afterwards. So it wasn't a repair. Although you have to be very careful. We see a lot of vehicles like that, that somebody diagnoses an internal transmission problem. They replace the transmission, doesn't fix the problem. And let me tell you, the transmission on that vehicle is not cheap. So we want to try to prevent that from happening, obviously. One of our big things is just replace parts that are actually broken and need to be replaced. So these days we're doing a lot of programming stuff after part replacement sometimes, because parts need to be replaced and then updated, or sometimes just updated as far as that goes into the latest calibration software, which will change shifting patterns, fueling patterns, everything. Remember, that car rolling down the street is basically a computer. It's what it is. No questions about it. It is a rolling, rocking computer. So as far as that goes. Yeah, good stuff as far, you know. And if you end up replacing parts that don't need to be replaced, you can create other issues along with things. So that's why we're so adamant about diagnosing the vehicle properly and doing the repairs that need to be. Ways you could prevent failures is staying on top of the service on your vehicle, which is super important also, but make sure when your vehicle is being serviced that only quality materials are being used. That way you don't end up with something that fails down the road, as far as that goes. One of the things we were talking about today was basically the cost versus price of repair. Unfortunately, folks often call when they're looking to get a car repaired and they don't know. They're not a client, sometimes ours, but they'll call around and they'll ask, like, how much does it cost to do this or how much does it cost to do that? Sometimes the car hasn't even been diagnosed, so that's a really dangerous thing as far as that goes, because you get in, you get a repair done for something that you wanted, and it doesn't fix the problem. So that could be another big issue as far as that goes. Getting a vehicle diagnosed properly, and we often walk them through, like, hey, you want to go to a quality facility, whether it's us or somebody else. You want to go to a quality facility. You want to have a qualified technician look at this vehicle and diagnose it properly. It will save you thousands of dollars in a lifetime. There is surely no other way around that as far as that goes. Real quickly here, I'm going to take a brief moment, and I did want to talk about Trunk or Treat once again happening at San Diego Auto Museum. We've talked a lot about San Diego Auto Museum lately, and even their Ignite program that they have where they're training youth as far as that in the automotive industry, having to do with body shop work, auto repair shop work, and different things like that. I believe they even customer service-wise have something going with a part of that Unite. So great program. San Diego Auto Museum always does great stuff. And this is a thing they do for the youth Halloween. It's called Trunk or Treat. And what it truly is, and this happens on Saturday, October 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., parents and children under 12 and under are admitted at no charge for this. Parents are no charge also, as long as a child 12 or under is dressed in a Halloween costume. And basically, you go from vehicle to vehicle there in the area and then into the facility as far as that goes, the museum and everything. Super cool cars, and they get the trick or treat at all these different spots. Very safe environment, super safe environment, which is super important. That's why the West Automotive Group sponsors this every year, is one of the sponsors, because I think it's really great. You don't have children running out in the streets, you know, it's nighttime doing trick or treating, run across the street. A lot of children get hit by cars, things like that. Bad things can happen out there. During the Halloween evening. So Trunk or Treat's super cool. Excuse me. I had to yawn there for a second. This getting up early sometimes is a treat. I love doing this show with y'all from 7 to 8. So well worth it. But Trunk or Treat, like I said, Saturday, October 25th. Great thing. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get yourself over there. Brendan will be there looking like a big pumpkin. So just make sure you show up and look for Brendan. Say hi to him. I also wanted to mention the Podium Club that we've been talking about for San Diego Auto Museum, which is basically it's a new membership level for car enthusiasts there. Things that come along with this are members enjoy exclusive access to private car collections, special travel experiences and events, 15 guest passes per year for the museum, 50% off of additional guest passes for the museum if you need more, 20% off private event bookings. If you want to book your private event at the San Diego Auto Museum, You get 20% off if you're a member of the Podium Club. Parking passes for the museum's private lot. No need to pay for parking in Balboa Park. Super cool. That's a benefit in itself right there, plus more. First event is scheduled for October 18th in Julian. And for more information, visit the website sandiegoautomuseum.org or email Brandy at Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I, at sandiegoautomuseum.org. That's the Podium Club, which is super cool as far as that goes. So check it out with them. And like I said, don't miss the trunk or treat there on Saturday, October 25th. And the Podium Club's goal is to have 25 members by November. So if you're interested in this, if you're a car, things, this mimics the checker flag at the Peterson Museum. And the first outing for the Podium Club is the 18th of October, as far as that goes. So coming up here shortly, within a week. Good stuff there as far as that goes. And they're going to do the first event in Julian, they said. This new membership was just launched in June through the San Diego Auto Museum. So check it out. They got a super cool logo too, as far as that goes. So for the back of a jacket. So if you're interested, San Diego Auto Museum, check it out. Podium Club. So all great stuff there. So appreciate you listen to me ramble on about that as far as that goes. Really, I can't say enough good stuff about the San Diego Auto Museum. Just can't. Super cool. Super great thing. So as far as that goes. And you know us here at Auto Talk Radio, we'll talk all things cars. We don't mind talking about anything car related. So just some really good stuff as far as that goes. I was trying to think if there's anything new in the automotive world that needs to be addressed that we hadn't talked about. There's always so many things going on as far as automotive news and things like that. There's always things to dive into, right? That can make for great stuff. Tesla Model Y. Why goes airborne after FSD fail? What the heck is that? Tesla influencer Justin Bernard, known as Bearded Tesla Guy, was attempting to make a cross-country trip in a 2026 Model Y Juniper, relying exclusively on full self-driving supervised. But unfortunately for him, he didn't get too far before he ran into an issue. Literally, just outside San Diego, at the outset of his journey, the vehicle struck a large metallic object more than 7 mph. Fortunately, no one was injured. Well, that must have been something in the road, then, I take it. So, the pair pulled over shortly after the impact. Inspected, although the underbody showed signs of impact, didn't appear serious. No warning lights illuminated. Tesla was able to drive forward and reverse without issue. Shaken by the incident, they paused for several minutes before continuing their trip. Later in the journey, however, the car began experiencing charging problems at a supercharger. The issue eventually forced a stop at a Tesla service center in Tucson, where technicians determined that the entire battery pack, parts of the suspension, would need to be replaced. In a separate video, DeMar explained the battery was ultimately replaced under warranty after technicians traced the problem to pre-existing chemistry issues related to the incident. The suspension components and the other damage wasn't covered, however, with an estimate bill running in the $20,000 range to fix everything before later finding out that the battery would be fixed under warranty. Ouch. So, anyway, never cheap to work on these cars. Why it's impressive that no one's hurt, the vehicle sustained limited damage. The incident is a reminder of the need to be alert whenever driver assist technology is engaged. It's among the most advanced system of its kind. So yeah, they're using that stuff out there. We were just talking about the Ubers or Lyfts that are definitely driverless, like in Scottsdale, etc. So very, very interesting stuff. But if you're using the self-driving mode on any of these cars, please be very careful with it, because it can definitely put you in a situation where you if you're not paying attention, you could be in a bad accident. So not good stuff. So yep. And Brendan talked about the other day that I think he mentioned Tom Matano, the father of Mazda Miata, had passed away. or one of us did, I don't remember, a few weeks ago or something. That was just in, back in September. So another great automotive thing. Hyundai is coming out with a mid-size pickup truck before 2030, which should be interesting. I love all these cars and the concepts that come out with them. So super cool stuff for sure. It's for sure. So, all right, folks, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We're going to take our last break here real quick. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We're discussing all things automotive for sure. I tell you what, the hour just flies by with you guys, and I truly appreciate you joining me for all the automotive-related content that we do and the calls in that you give, for sure, without question. I do want to remind folks that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, West Miramar, and West Oceanside, of course, but also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. At the West Automotive Group, we only stock Interstate Batteries as far as that goes. So if you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment at one of our five locations, and get the vehicle in, and we'll get the battery replaced for you, get an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, as far as that goes, they have batteries for everything, and they are the highest qualities out there for sure, batteries out there for sure. So check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar and La Mesa at 70th in University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every single need without question. So today we've been talking about parts and quality and price. You know, another thing that we see with parts we were talking about is definitely quality. There's so many places to source parts, and we've actually done a show about counterfeit parts and things like that. But people buying different parts off the internet, some remanufactured stuff that you get it, it is just not of quality. The problem with that is labor these days isn't cheap. So if you install something like that, or have something, request something to be installed like that by somebody, then usually it's not covered by a warranty. And it can get quite expensive taking things in and out as far as that goes. You know, we're not big proponents of putting used parts on a vehicle. Sometimes it's the only option to go, especially these days we're finding more and more car parts from manufacturers, et cetera, or if they were kind of one-offs, they make them obsolete. They're not available. Anything 10 years or more for a new car dealer pretty much is obsolete on a car, unless it has a real high demand, and they had quite a few of them. But to be honest with you, it can get very hard to come up with some of these parts as far as that goes. You know, we often do. We were working on a Ford F-150. I think it's 2018, and it has a heated PCV valve assembly and hose. And you say, why does it need to be heated? It's the way they set that bad boy up. And the heater failed in it. Well, when the heater failed in it, it blows the power for it, blows the fuse, and the AC doesn't work. So the AC control head in that. So you don't have any AC. But the problem really with this, and we're talking about obsolete, was finding out that this part had been obsoleted. Well, hey, you need this, especially here in California, because it turns on a check engine light too when the heater's failed. So we did find one, had to have it special ordered from another dealer that just happened to have it on their shelf and get it shipped. But I was talking to the client about it, and he's all, boy, this is kind of a lot of hassle to get this. I said, yeah, but when do you got to smog the car? He's like, in 6 months. And I said, all right, well, you need this part. If we wait 6 months, this one might be gone and there may be no more. And at some point, you just can't fix it. And it's got, you got more problems than not. So you can usually get a waiver for it, for a parts waiver, but you can't, as far as that goes, get when you get a parts waiver, you can't usually just get one waiver through the state of California to register a vehicle, and it's good for one time, and then after that it has to be fixed or figured out. And if the parts are obsolete, you're definitely not going to be fixing or figuring it out, that's for sure. So you know, as far as that goes, it's just important that we stay on top of getting those parts when you need them and get the car fixed, because once they're all gone, they're all gone. And some of those things you just can't, there's nothing aftermarket for them. So just important as we talk about the different quality and other items when it comes to vehicles, as far as that goes, when it comes to quality of parts on those. I was trying to think of what other interesting things that are very important. You know, the replacement of things on cars and how they're done is super important. We've seen things done on cars that are questionable. But like we were just talking the other day, things that we take for granted, such as if we're replacing a transmission, we actually have a machine called a hot flush machine, which puts hot transmission fluid, superheated, and pulse pumps it through the cooler to release any contaminants that have come out of the old transmission, right? Because here's the problem. You just pull a transmission out, put it back in, and hook it right to that cooler. All the bad stuff that came out of the old transmission has stuck in that cooler, and it blows it right back into the new transmission and causes valve body errors, solenoid errors, things like that. So we've seen a lot of that on the uptick because they're so sensitive these days, the transmissions are, without question. Just need to be able to definitely do the job right. So quality parts, qualified technician, doing the job right, and not skipping those little things, because those are what give you a quality job and keep that car on the road once again for another 100,000 miles with a good transmission, as far as that goes. So a lot of different options there when talking about that, as far as it goes. But following how it's supposed to be done, it's just amazing that we see so many people that where cars are serviced or repaired, that it's not done the proper way. Car comes in. We just had a 71-72 Stingray LT, beautiful car, factory four-speed, just a beautiful white car, pearl white. And somebody had been somewhere and they messed up the linkage for the shifter, because that that shifter there actually has linkage rod. So we're able to get the linkage all straightened up for him, shifted. He gave him back the car, and they're like, well, it has no first or reverse. What? It did when I dropped it off. So that's things we want to try to avoid happening. And it comes down to making sure somebody qualified is working and fixing your car, for sure. So all good stuff as far as that goes. Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, the whole cost versus price thing as far as that goes. Just comes down to getting your vehicle repaired right the first time with quality parts. Because what we often see, like I said, is things that happen. Other things that happen that cost you a lot of money, like that comes to mind, one part. There's quite a few low quality radiators out there you can purchase as far as for vehicles, especially when it comes to the aluminum plastic ones. The problem with those is often they'll last for a couple years and then split a header. And if you don't catch it, you can overheat a vehicle really badly and cause a lot of damage to the engine itself. So, which turns into a costly repair. So that couple $100 you saved on that offshore low quality radiator is going to come back to bite you later when the car's damaged, as far as that goes. So a recommendation is always, once again, qualified technician, quality facility, and you want quality parts put on your vehicle so that the repair lasts for a long time. But that's also why at the West Automotive Group we give such long warranties on things. Minimum is 2 years, 24,000 miles. Other warranties are 3-100 on transmission, things like that. Because of the quality of stuff that we use and the quality of parts and the qualified ness of our technicians putting everything together, we know that it's going to last without question. And then the warranty gives you peace of mind nationwide that you're covered no matter what. If you have an issue on something that we've repaired and you're even not around us, we're here for you. Give us a call and we get you helped out and back on the road. That's the whole idea behind it. So anyway, just good stuff as far as that goes, and good things that you need to look for. I always tell folks, if you move into a new area and you're not familiar with anybody, you want to visit some repair shops and figure out where you want to take your vehicle to prior to needing it, prior to needing car repair. So it's super important as far as that goes. If you and I tell folks a lot of times, you move in a new area, like you move out of San Diego. I was helping some folks that were moving to Tennessee. Been customers for a long time in Escondido. They were moving to Tennessee. And I said, look, check this out. So we jumped on the national AAA website, put in the zip code where they're going to be moving to. Looked up. I was like, hey, here's three independent repair facilities that are AAA approved. That's a good place to start. When you get there, go visit them. See which one you like. That way you'll have some place for when you need something or whatever, you know. So that's the way that I recommend folks to do it, and it's always the best way. And that way you have your people as far as that goes. We have lots of folks come in, and I often recommend it. Stop into the West Automotive Group. If you're new here in San Diego or you've been getting your vehicle serviced and repaired and it's just not working out to your pleasure, stop in and have a chat with my guys. Always welcome. Grab coffee. We always have nice coffee on. For as far as that goes, you can have a free coffee and chat up, see what the shop's about. Stop in and see us. We're always there to speak to everybody and more than happy to have conversations with you and tell you what we're about. That way, when you're ready for your next repair or service, you know where you're going. The West Automotive Group, of course. So always glad to have new faces and new folks stop by and see what we're about. So some very good stuff as far as that goes. All right. You know what? The hour has burned by once again, as it often does. We do appreciate you guys joining every Saturday morning here with us from 7 to 8 a.m. We're here for your listening pleasure and obviously to call in and talk about cars. You can always email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. If you have any ideas for a show, something you want me to talk about and you don't want to be on the air, or you just want to need questions or concerns or things I should talk about on the air, shoot me an email. Once again, that's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. And always happy to take all your suggestions in. Steve, one of our listeners who listens every week, often sends me different things, and I try to fit them in or chat about them, stuff like that. So just the other day, he started with the Pacer, and we were talking about the Pacer, and then we got to talking about the Gremlin and everything else, and the Javelin, and there's so many cool cars in the old days. Some of them severely underpowered, but you know, if it's car related, we'll talk about it. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Until next Saturday, we'll be back live. Y'all take care now.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.